This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Is Tracy Murdo, and today I have a special guest, Robin Massimera, product coordinator at Cura Systems, a leader in helping enterprises uncover relevant information from unstructured contracts and related documents. Hello, Robin. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, as someone who spends a lot of time myself looking over paperwork and contracts and things like that, this topic that came up today with Cura Systems is absolutely fascinating. And I'll be honest with you, it sounds too good to be true, to be quite frank. So tell me, what is Cura Systems and how does it work?
Yes, so we are a software company that assists law firms and corporations with identifying and analyzing important clauses in contracts, and as well as other important documentation that they might have. In particular, we assist, or the sort of genesis for our company was assisting law firms with the due diligence process associated with M&A legal work, which is a process in which usually large corporate firms review huge volumes of contracts in order to identify risks or other information that might be relevant to a transaction, so affecting the purchase price or how the transaction is structured, or whether the transaction can really go ahead and happen at all. And so this was a process that our founding team, our CEO Noah Weisberg and CTO Alex Hudek, identified as an area of legal work that could be sort of improved in the way that it was conducted in the past. So they saw an opportunity there, and we built a software to assist with that.
So how long have you guys been around?
So Noah and Alex founded Cura Systems in 2011. Noah's background is as a corporate lawyer at a firm called Weil Gotshal in their New York office, where he did a lot of this legal work that's called due diligence, which basically involves reviewing usually large numbers of contracts, as I said before, in order to identify risks, but also potential opportunities. And so he did a lot of this work, and I think the characteristics of that sort of work really lent itself well to the type of technology that we use, which is where Alex comes into this. He has a PhD in computer science, but specifically has a specialization in machine learning from a school called Waterloo, which is sort of Canada's MIT. And so the two of them got together and were able to come up with a machine learning-based solution to this very common legal problem associated with due diligence. Due diligence being a task that is both pretty difficult to do well, really, really talented and smart people working at very prestigious law firms often struggle to do it well because the information that you're trying to find is potentially hidden or nuanced in such a way that it's difficult to recognize. But it's also a fairly repetitive process. So oftentimes you're looking for the same sorts of things again and again and again. And so with their combined expertise, they were able to come up with a software solution that delivers both time savings as well as accuracy benefits. And for that reason, our company has been able to attract some very high-profile clients, including some of the largest and most prestigious law firms in the world, like DLA Piper, Clifford Chance, and Freshfields, as well as some of other large professional service organizations like Deloitte, That is the sort of brief history of our company and how we sort of came to be over the last 5 years or so.
So you guys came at it with both the technology background inside of it, as well as having someone with the firsthand experience and probably a lot of appreciation for anything that can ease the process of going through contract after contract after contract, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that dual expertise that's really, really important, we think, to provide a good solution in this area. So we have a number of computer science PhDs on our staff at the moment, as well as a number of really talented developers and designers. We also have quite deep legal expertise, particularly in our primary target market. And so we have a number of people on our staff who have a lot of experience doing M&A work in a number of different contexts. And we think that really gives us both a solid understanding of what our customers' needs are, as well as the sort of technical, really cutting-edge technical expertise to do really exciting and interesting things in this space.
So, Robin, let's talk a little bit more about the technology behind Cure Systems. Tell me a little bit about how it works. Obviously, I am by no means an expert in this field, so if you could kind of dumb it down for me a little bit in layman's terms.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Kind of tell me what it is looking for when it's going through documents and things like that.
Yeah, so there are a few different ways that you could approach a problem like this. A problem like this being where you have a lot of unstructured information and you want to find certain phrases or words that are suggestive of broader concepts that you're looking for. And so systems in the past used oftentimes rule-based approaches to solving this problem. So you might come up with a recipe that looks for certain keywords, maybe in a certain order or something like that, that you can sort of, as a human who's very well experienced in a given area, might be able to construct a recipe to find a lot of examples of a certain type of contractual provision. An example of that would be maybe something like an assignment provision usually uses the word assignment and maybe a handful of other words, and therefore if you search for those words in close proximity to one another, then maybe you're going to be able to capture a majority of the instances of an assignment provision. The significant difference here between that sort of approach, which had been tried a bunch of times in the past and is moderately successful as a solution to this sort of problem, but has some really significant drawbacks. The difference between that and what Cure Systems does is that we use technology that really determines that recipe for you. So we have technology that will basically break down natural language into its component parts, which we call features, and then on its own will come up with an appropriate recipe to weight the different features to find the information that you are interested in finding. So for example, an assignment provision, although you as an expert in the field might know that it usually contains the word assignment, there might be all sorts of other features that are also relevant to making that determination that you wouldn't be able to maybe pick up on or articulate well. So maybe the assignment provision occurs generally in a certain position within the contract or within only certain types of contracts. And potentially the sequence of words used in assignment provisions is atypical. And so there are all sorts of things that, like, it would be very difficult for a human to both pick up on and articulate well, and oftentimes unpredictable things. And for that reason, if you can have a system make those sorts of determinations in a mathematical way, what you end up having happen is that the system is more accurate and, importantly, a lot more robust to unforeseen types of phrasing. So if someone uses synonyms or uses a new sort of phrasing, a machine learning system is able to accommodate that and maybe still identify that it is an assignment provision, even if it's not phrased in exactly the same way as the system has seen before. Does that distinction make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, this seems like a no-brainer to me. So are a lot of law firms using these systems? And, I mean, what else is out there that they are using instead of the system? It just seems crazy to me that nobody would jump on board with this right away.
Yeah. So, I mean, as I mentioned, we have a number of very significant fully-sized law firms and corporations and professional other sorts of professional services firms using our software. but this space in general is fairly new in that there aren't too many companies that are approaching contract review using machine learning. There are others, but we're all fairly recent, recently established companies. But I think if you look at the way that this space is changing, there is fairly rapid adoption of Kier Systems technology in law firms as well as corporations and other professional services firms. And so I think what the main reason for that is that these organizations are coming to the conclusion that that you just mentioned, which is that if you can do this more accurately and in less time, then it's a no-brainer to sort of use this to enhance the way that you're doing this work.
So you mentioned kind of that it's in infancy slightly in terms of the, you know, the companies being around and things like that, but you obviously, I'm sure, are moving at a fast pace. Where do you expect to see Kier Systems in the next few years to maybe 10, 20 years down the line?
It's tough to say. We've definitely grown quite quickly. We are about 40 employees now, which is a good number for a fairly recently established company. We are at the moment drawing a lot of attention for this sort of core use case that was the reason for our company being established, so around due diligence and improving the way that that is done at the moment. I think there are a number of exciting things that we see on the horizon, and they're still around this high-level goal of improving the way that contract review is done. But there are a number of different sort of ways that we could assist with that process. So an example is that we're excited to assist with more is the sort of knowledge management around best practices for drafting contracts in different sorts of ways. So at the moment, we focus primarily on assisting with contract review, but we could and have more recently been doing some quite sophisticated studies around deal points and what the trends are in given industries and given types of contractual provisions. These are studies that have been done in the past, highly manually. But the difference with using technology like Kira for a task like that is that you can do it much more quickly, and therefore you can do it at a much larger volume. So in early 2017, for example, we would be able to give legal professionals a fairly comprehensive understanding of the way that certain types of contracts had been drafted in a given industry in 2016, whereas in the past, getting that sort of information would take a long time and be very expensive to have lawyers constructing those reports manually. So we see a lot of opportunity to sort of augment the industry knowledge around best practices for contract drafting as well. But there are a number of other ways that I think contract review and creation and a bunch of things around contracts could be improved, and our system, we're excited for it to work with, in fact, a number of companies that you've also had on this podcast in interesting and exciting ways. So also sort of ensuring that our software plays well with adjacent products in this space is another thing that we're excited about.
Well, I love this, and I am so looking forward to seeing what you guys do with this, especially for, you know, a lot of the attorneys that we work with out there. This is, I already have like five in my head that I know this would help with. So if someone would like to contact you, Robin, for more information and see maybe if your services are a fit for their firm, what is the best way to reach out?
So we have a website, as most companies do, which is curesystems.com. And there you can read about our company and our product, as well as a bunch of literature that we've produced about this sort of industry and our ideas on how and why machine learning is a good way to approach these sorts of problems. And you'll also find our contact information there, so how to get in touch with us and schedule a demonstration if you're interested in learning more.
All right. Well, I just want to give a special thanks here to Robin McNamara, product coordinator at CureSystems. Robin, thank you so much for this great information and for your time today. I know we'll have a lot of interested listeners out there.
Yeah, thanks very much for your time as well, Tracy.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.